Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to LBN, the past show session. I'm your host, Larry Barge, and I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning here in the studios of LBN, LIC Broadcasting Network. Today we're going to be talking about at-risk women. We're going to be talking about at-risk women. This is a show developed by me that would deal with topics concerning men, women, teens, youth, and family in at-risk situations, circumstances, and events. The past show sessions. The past. What is the past? Life intercepted. Programs and services, solutions, dealing with people that are at risk. Can women be at risk? Most certainly. Older women, can they be at risk? Most certainly. Middle-aged women, when I deal with middle-aged women, I'm talking in the age category of 40 to 60. Middle age, we'll say 40, late 50s, middle age, younger women, 20, late 19, well, we're dealing with teens then, younger women, 20, 30s, early 40s, mid age, 50, late 40s, 50s, early 60s, mid age women, older women, late 60s, 70s, 80s. Can a younger woman be at risk? Yes. Can a middle-aged woman be at risk? Yes. Life is full of challenges, circumstances, and situations. Everyday life brings its own challenges. Tomorrow is promised to no man, but it is full of challenges. So at risk can happen to anyone. Amen. That's why we have to develop our self-esteem, our worth value. Nothing more important than knowing who you are. Knowing who you are, knowing your capabilities. You are your greatest motivator. You are your greatest inspirational coach. You are your greatest motivational coach. You are your greatest tool of empowerment. You are the greatest person that can empower you. When you understand that outside empowerment is great, but there's nothing greater than empowerment coming from the inside. There's nothing greater than as a woman for you to feel good about yourself, for you to empower yourself, for you to be your own motivational coach, your own inspirational coach, your own empowerment force, for you to build your own self-esteem, to build your own worth value and standard system. You got to have standards and values as a woman. And we know today as we look through the years, that is kind of shaky there because of society. But as a woman, you determine your standards. You set your standards. You determine your standards and your boundaries. You don't have to be what the world say a woman have to be. You don't have to walk around half naked if you don't want to. You don't have to do that to get ahead. If you set your standards and your boundaries, you got to have standards and boundaries. But now we go back to worth factor. We go back to integrity. We go back to morals. Now we go back to character. Now we go back to the bedrock of who you are. Amen. Nice clothes, nice jewelry, nice earrings, weave and whatever, nice hair, eyelashes and all that. That's wonderful. Amen. That helps make the package look beautiful. But that is not the defining factor of you as a woman. And that's what we're talking about today, at-risk woman. Is your hair, your makeup, your clothes, your car, is that all the worth you have? So if I take away your clothes, I take away your hair, I take away your makeup, I take away your car, I take away your education, take away everything that you have put, which I call added worth. I call these things added worth. But your foundational worth, your foundational esteem, your foundational character, your foundation, the foundation has got to be done with you. As an older woman, you have lived a while, you've experienced many things, you've seen many things, you've been through many things, and you have aged, you have wisdom, you have great knowledge, great understanding, and great comprehension of life. Amen. You should be walking at a greater level now. As an older woman, you should feel very good about yourself. You should be at a different place in your life. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You don't have to run, how they say, you don't have to run with the horses. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You've lived long enough to know a lot of things now. You got great wisdom. You got great knowledge. You got great understanding. Yes, yes, yes. You paid the price. You went out there. You made the sacrifice. You raised your children. Now, be confident. Be bold. Be have worth about yourself. You don't have to revert back to being 19 years old just to be accepted in a society. No. You are the voice of wisdom, of knowledge, of comprehension, of understanding. You set standards and boundaries that the younger women and the mid-aged women look up to. You set standards and boundaries. You show them how to do it. You show them how to be decent, how to carry themselves in respectable ways. You show them that they don't have to let it all hang out to get a man. You show them things they need because the world is hurting. Women in the world right now are hurting. When we look at the product of what women are being advertised as, it is a hurtful thing to see that your daughter, I have daughters, and when I look at how things are being portrayed toward women, my precious daughters, teach them worth, teach them value, teach them character, teach them how to be women without sacrificing their integrity and their character just to get ahead in a society where men want to see everything naked, everything defiled, everything polluted, everything contaminated. I'm 50 years old, and I'm thinking, well, there's a fine line between they call it sexy, but there's a fine line between sexy and defilement. I don't know about you, but I'm just saying from what I've seen, you know, everything is half naked. And it's getting naked, more naked. And I'm saying there's a fine line between what is sexy and what is defiled. We've crossed that line a long time ago. And now what they call sexy is right out nakedness, almost down to pornography, what they call sexy. But this is the world we live in now. So are women at risk? I think so. Are you at risk? Only you know the answer to that. As a woman, I want to talk to you real quick about 12 areas. As a woman, there is you, the foundation. You, the foundation. If you, the foundation, is at risk, then all of the other 11 areas are at risk. And let me explain. There is you, the foundation, you, the woman. Let's take away the car. Let's take away the clothes. Let's take away the house. Let's take away the jewelry. Let's take away the education and the diplomas. Let's take away everything that you've added to yourself to make you who you are. But let's take all of that away, because you did not come in this world. When you came from your mother, you did not come in this world with all these things. You did not come in this world with all these things. You did not come in this world with all these things. You did not come with all of these things. No, you did not. You did not come with your car. You did not come with your BMW and your Mercedes. You did not come with all of your bags. You did not come with all of your expensive clothes. You did not come with all of your jewelry, all of your eyelashes, and all of your mascara and makeup and all of that. You did not come in this world with that. I don't know now. I don't know a girl that was born, that came in the world fully equipped with all this diva stuff. You didn't come in the world a diva. Whoever told you you was born a diva, baby, you weren't born a diva. You was born a child. You didn't come in this world with all this stuff. Now, you added this stuff to you when you begin to grow up, when you begin to become a full-grown woman. Then you begin to add things to you to define yourself as a woman. But if we take all of that away, if you or an evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, or whatever, if we take all of that way, an executive, a manager, whatever you are, if we take all of that way and strip you down to just the woman, how is it going? What's going on right there? How is that? That's your foundational core. How is your foundational core? Is it cracked? Is it messed up? Is it at risk? You don't like it? If you don't like your foundational core, then we got a problem. If you don't like your core, which is you, your foundation, you, this is where standards come from. This is where boundaries come from. This is where worth comes from. This is where value comes from. Foundational worth, foundational standards, foundational boundaries, foundational self-esteem, foundational courage, foundational faith, foundational boldness, foundation. This is where these things come from. This is where skill building begins. This is where your worth is. This is where your core worth is. You ain't got no, see, this ain't got nothing to do with no money. Ain't got nothing to do with no mascara. Ain't got nothing to do with no eyelashes. Nothing to do with no eyebrows. Ain't got nothing to do with none of that. Ain't got nothing to do with no hair, no weave. Ain't got nothing to do with it. No pocketbook, no shoes, no houses. It ain't got nothing to do with that. This got to do with you. When you look in the mirror, do you see worth? Do you have worth for yourself without makeup? Do you have worth for yourself? Do you have worth? Because if there is no worth here, then you are at risk. If there are no boundaries here, then you are at risk. If there is no courage here, then you are at risk. If there is no self-esteem here, then you are at risk. If you look in the mirror and all you do is hate what you see, then you are at risk. And you are hiding behind a camouflage of added things that define you. But when you take those things away, there's nothing left. Now, anybody know that if you build a house, the foundation has to be built right. The foundation has to be strong. The foundation has to be built so that the house will stand. So that the house will stand. So the foundation has to be built so that the house will stand. Everything has a core foundation. Everything has a core. A house has a core foundation. A business has a core foundation. Then they have what they call core systems. And even a business, not only does it have a core foundation, or the building that the business is in has a core foundation, but the business itself has a core system of operation. There is a core foundational system of that business operation. Same thing with you. You are a human being. You have a core foundation. You have a core foundation. You can't have the woman of health and fitness without the woman. You can't have the woman of God without the woman. You cannot have the educated woman without the woman. You cannot have the career woman without the woman. You cannot have the business woman without the woman. You cannot have the woman of hobby, a hobby woman. You can't have that without the woman. You can't have the married woman without the woman. You can't have the family woman without the woman. You can't have the community woman without the woman. You can't have the humanitarian woman without the woman. In all of these other areas, there are 11 areas, without the woman, you can't have none of these areas. If without the woman, there is no career woman. Without the woman, there is no business woman. See, the woman is in every area. So if you go through all 12 areas I just called out, you see that the foundation is the woman, and upon that she's built. You have been adding to yourself. If you are a career woman, you have added careers to you. If you are a business woman, you have added the art of business to you. If you are a pastor, evangelist, or a prophet, you have added the woman of God to you. These things are added to you, but they cannot exist without the woman. So the core foundation of you is the woman. And how is the core, baby? How is the core? How is the core? Is the core cracked? Is the core non-functioning? Is the core messed up? Is the core weak? How you been taking care of the core? What you been doing for the core? Is the core real or is it superficial? Is the core real or is it superficial because the core is damaged? The core is cracked? The core is hurt? The core is wounded. The core is not functioning properly. Maintenance on the core hasn't been kept up in years. The core has some serious malfunctioning problems, but you don't base your worth on the core. You don't base your identity on the core. You don't base your character on the core. You don't base your self-esteem on the core. You don't base your get up and go on the core. You base it on the superficial things that you put in place that look good on the outside, but they're just a cover-up for what's messed up on the inside. So today we're talking about at-risk women, older women, mid-age women, and younger women. I try to teach my girls to have confidence in themselves, to love themselves, every flaw and every beautiful thing about themselves, to love being a woman, being a young girl, being a teen girl. I have a daughter that's 19. I have a daughter that's 16, and I have a daughter, a younger daughter, who's 8 years old. So what am I saying here? It starts with a woman. It starts with the woman. It starts with the woman. Lack of identity, lack of purpose, lack of vision, lack of character and morals, lack of confidence, self-esteem, lack of responsibility, lack of diligence. You understand? Lack of standards, lack of boundaries. These things offset your foundation. And then you go about building upon it, and the foundation is weak. I've always said, and I've seen it, I've been in ministry over 17 years. I've seen people destroy their own lives. Thank God, amen, for wisdom. I remember when I was destroying my own life. Yes, yes. I pursued education, become an educated man. What I'm trying to say here is this. You can build up all these other areas, but the at-risk woman will tear them all down. As I said when I was doing this show about men, you can go and do everything possible to be a principal as a woman. You can do that. You can become that. You can become CEO of the company. You can do everything possible. You can get all of the right things. You can do all of the things needed to get there. You can become the president of our line. I mean, you can become the president, the CEO. You can be head muncho. You can get there. But remember, that foundation is cracked. Every principle that you've seen that's been brought down, every male principle was brought down with pornography and things they found about them with young boys or young girls, they were brought down at the height of their career. All those years of training, all those years of education, they was brought down. But that only don't apply to men. That apply to professional women also. Also, as a professional woman, you can be brought down. As a professional executive, if you're not careful, the woman will wait. The woman, the messed up you, the woman who has no confidence, who has no boldness, who has no standards, no boundaries. The woman will wait till you get on the pinnacle of your success. She will wait till you reach the top echelons of your career, and then she'll step out and say she wants to be in front, and she will begin to tear down everything you have built. Every school principal that I've seen that come down after many years of educational training and career and all that time spent building that career, they was brought down by things that were going on inside of the man or the woman. We see it every day. You see it every day. Every day somebody's being brought down off the pinnacle of where they have poured their lives into getting them, and they are brought down by the acts of the man or the woman. Perversion is in the man. Perversion is in the woman. They're brought down by the acts of things that were left unchallenged, things that should have been dealt with years ago, problems that should have been taken care of years ago, things that were messed up years ago, but they didn't deal with those things. They left those things alone as though the foundation or the core you does not need maintenance. Say, I need maintenance. Say, the core of me needs maintenance. Yes, I do. I need maintenance. The core of me needs maintenance. I need maintenance. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. The core of me needs maintenance. I need maintenance in my life. I need maintenance. I need maintenance in my life. I need maintenance to go forward. I need maintenance. Yes, I do. Are you at risk? Only you know the answer to that. Are you at risk, older woman? Only you know the answer to that. If you're an older woman and you have no purpose, no worth, and no value, if you're an older woman and you have no standards, no morals, no character about yourself, if you're an older woman and you're still lost, if you're an older woman and now you just want younger men, you want men that are, could be your little bitty sons or grandsons, you want, you know, if you're an older woman and you want 12-year-olds and this, there is something wrong. There is something wrong. There is something, and you are at risk. You are at risk because this could destroy you. Certain things could destroy you. If you're an older woman and you're at the pinnacle of your career, if you're an older woman, if you're an older school teacher, if you're an older school teacher and you're looking at one of the young boys, you fishing to destroy your career. If you're an older woman and you are at the point now where you are the teacher, you are wisdom, you are knowledge, don't destroy it by one act of the flesh. Remember, it took years to build it, but it only take a day to bring it down. It only take a day. Stories I've heard, things I've seen on TV, principals getting arrested for molestation, all kinds, they were brought down in a day. Take years and decades to build stuff, and it can be destroyed in one day because of the at-risk factor. Because of the at-risk factor. What is the purpose of the past? We are an interceptive. We bring interceptive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that you don't make the critical mistake of destroying something it took you years to build. A man or a woman, we beautiful wife, beautiful family, man or woman, spent years building it, doing the right things, building it. But there was something already wrong with the core. Even before he got married or before she got married, there was this unsolved issue with the core. And got married, and that issue was never solved with the man or the woman. 20 years later, the marriage is destroyed because of the things the man did to destroy it. See, it was not the business man that destroyed it. It was not the career man that destroyed it. It was not the community man involved in community activities. It was not the humanitarian man given to charities and help feed the hungry and all kind of stuff. It was not the father. It was the man with his unresolved issue, or it was the woman with her unresolved issue. She reverted back to her college days of running around, and she destroyed her marriage. Very good man, beautiful, wonderful husband, wonderful, wonderful educated husband, wonderful man, lost him because she went back to her college days and started running around. She lost a good thing, messing around with stuff that would not last. She made a terrible decision, and it cost her dearly. But who was it? Was it the principal? No. Was it the executive? No. It was the woman with her unresolved issues. Remember this. Everything else is upon the core foundation. You can build it. You can have the fantasy marriage, wedding, husband, whatever. You can have it, but if there is a whole lot of stuff wrong with the core, if there is a whole lot of stuff unsolved with the core, you, the woman, will go up into the other areas and start tearing down everything you built. You will tear it down till there's nothing left but you. Isn't it funny? that when everything has been torn down, there's nothing left but you. That's ironic to me. That's ironic to me because you had all, because you had added all this stuff to you, and then you went and tore it all down. So the problem was not what you added. The problem in the beginning was you. And in the end, the problem came back to you. All I'm saying is you got to work on the foundation. We can't keep living and don't work on the foundation. Everybody got to take a break and work on their foundation. Everybody got to take a break and work on their core. You cannot have a strong building with a weak foundation. You can build a building. Now, you can spend all your time, as we do, you can spend all your time building your career. But you never dealt with you. You got a lot of weaknesses. You got a weak foundation. You got a strong building, but you got a weak foundation. Would it have been something if they had to build the Georgia Dome on weak foundation? The Georgia Dome stands up strong down in Atlanta, downtown area. It's a strong-looking building. But what if it was built on a weak foundation? It don't matter how beautiful it looks on the outside. It don't matter how strong it appears to be. Just wait a while. Just wait a while. Just wait a while. You ride by there one day and the building done sunk down in the ground. Why? Because the foundation was weak. The building done crumbled and tumbled and fell down because the foundation was weak. It's just a matter of time. I can't fool myself and you can't fool yourself either. If your foundation is weak, then what you build on it will come down unless you deal with the foundation. Now, what about a strong foundation and a strong building? Oh, it'll stand throughout the test of time. It'll stand through storms. It'll stand through trials, circumstances, and situations because it's strong. The foundation is strong. The building is strong. So what you want is a strong womanhood, and then you want a strong woman of health, fitness, and wholeness. You want a strong, secure, and balanced woman of God. You want a strong, secure, and balanced woman of education. You want a strong, secure, and balanced woman, career woman. You want a strong, secure, and balanced business woman. You want a strong, secure, and balanced woman, hobby woman. Woman who takes time to take care of herself. You just can't work all the time. Older woman, you just can't work all the time. Younger woman, you just can't work all the time. Mid-aged woman, you can't work all the time. You got to take some time for yourself. You got to get some hobbies. You got to do something that pours into you. You got to do something. If you like basketball, go to basketball games. If you like football, go to football games. If you like to run, get out there and run. If you like to ride bikes, buy your bike and start riding it. Do something. If you like to shoot pool, buy your pool table and start shooting pool. Do something that pours back into you. I'm going to have to stop here. It's been wonderful. I'm going to come back and we're going to do a part two to this because there's a lot of more things I want to talk about here about at-risk woman. The thing is to live life to the fullest, but not foolishly. The thing is to live life to the fullest, but be complete, be secure, be strong, and be balanced. The thing is to live life with less foolishness, less stress, less aggravation. The thing is to enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, enjoy. The thing is to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The thing is not to waste 40 years of your life in misery. So the thing is to learn how to not be at risk, but to be productive, to be seasoned, to be productive, to be successful, and not at risk all the time, not in the mode of at risk, not in that mode of at risk all the time, but to have peace, to have joy, and to have happiness, balance, and temperance in your life, to know who you are, to know who you are, to know your morals, know your character, to know who you are, to have worth, to have value, to have self-esteem about yourself, standards and boundaries, and don't have to bend and bow to other people to feel accepted. Don't have to dress naked because they naked. Don't have to have your chest hanging out because they chest hanging out. Don't have to do that because you're secure, you're balanced. You know who you are. You know where you're going. You know how you're going to get there. You know what to do, and you know how to do it. I'm your host and Coach Larry C. Barge. Here on LBN Broadcast today, doing our La Paz show session. And our session today were Women at Risk. Join me next Wednesday at 9:30 as we continue to broadcast here on LBN on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me this morning. Bye-bye.